Cross-correlation between the thermal Saneyev-Zeldovich effect and projected galaxy density field, by Iodeji Ibatoy et al. We present a joint analysis of the power spectra of the Planck-Compton Y parameter map and the projected galaxy density field using the Wide Field Infrared Survey Explorer, WISE, All-Sky Survey. We detect the statistical correlation between WISE and Planck data, GI, with a significance of 21.8 sigma. We also measure the autocorrelation spectrum for the TSZ, YI, and the galaxy density field maps, GG, with a significance of 150 sigma and 88 sigma, respectively. We then construct the HALO model and use the measured correlations C-GGL, C-YYL and C-GEL to constrain the TSZ mass bias B is defined as M500, M-TSZ500. We also fit for the galaxy bias, which is included with explicit redshift and multipole dependencies as BG, Z, L, equals BG0, 1 plus Z, caret alpha, L, L0, caret beta, with L0 equals 117. We obtain the constraints to be B equals 1.50 plus or minus 0.07, stat, plus or minus 0.34, cis, i.e. 1BH equals 0.67 plus or minus 0.03, stat, plus or minus 0.16, cis, 68% confidence level, for the hydrostatic mass bias, and BG0 equals 1.28 carat plus 0.03 to 0.04, stat, plus or minus 0.11, cis, with alpha equals 0.20 carat plus 0.11 to 0.07, stat, plus or minus 0.10, cis, and beta equals 0.45 plus or minus 0.01, stat, plus or minus 0.02, cis, for the galaxy bias. Incoming data sets from future CMB and galaxy surveys, e.g. Rubin Observatory, will allow probing the large-scale gas distribution in more detail. This was cross-correlation between the thermal Saneyev-Zeldovich effect and projected galaxy density field, by Iodeji Ibatoy et al.